Hello and good morning and welcome to Entertainment with RJ and Laura. This week's installment, we have a few reviews on a couple of RJ's and Laura's favorite movies of the week. RJ, why don't you go ahead and give your first review of your first movie?
Is the mic on?
Yep.
I also when I was watching yesterday the whole Deadpool movie, that was really good.
What was your favorite part of the Deadpool movie?
Action. Where he was like, fighting with, the other guys, and his funny, sayings, and
he had quite a bit of sarcastic humor in there, which is poking a lot of fun at a lot of superhero movies, I think. Is that something you really enjoyed?
Yes.
Yeah, it was so different, and a lot of superhero movies all seem to be the same these days, and that's one of my issues. But Deadpool was definitely different. Right. Would you agree, Ryan?
Yeah.
Do you read Deadpool comics?
Yes.
So is that how his character usually is?
Yeah, sometimes. Yes.
Okay. He did make an appearance in was it the X-Men or Wolverine Origins movie, right? With the Ryan Reynolds character in the beginning? That's also Deadpool, correct?
Yes.
So I'm just making sure that I knew the history there. Laura, did you see that movie, Deadpool, at all?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. It was a good movie.
Well, what else? What was so good about it?
I liked all the action and all the characters in the movie. I went to go see it. Yeah. Not like one of my favorite movies though, but it was a good movie.
Who's your favorite character?
The guy that plays Deadpool.
That's Wade Wilson.
Yeah, what do you think about that? Was there any strong supporting actors that you guys really liked that helped make the movie especially good?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. I mean, there was overall pretty good with some a lot of that in there, but it was pretty insane though.
I would say I liked his costume. That was like a supporting costume, right?
It was really, really bright red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is kind of interesting, too, for a guy that just is running around in the daytime. He's not like he's Batman, or anything like that, where he has a dark outfit and a dark night, but he's just out in the day in his bright red spandex, huh?
Yes.
That's pretty fun. Yeah. All right, does that conclude our review of Deadpool?
Yeah, that sums it up.
Okay, sounds good. Laura, why don't you kick off one of your movie reviews?
One of the movies I saw was Jungle Book, and it was a really good movie. I liked all the music in the movie and all the dancing and all the characters in the movie.
Now, is that all script for script the same as the original cartoon, or is there some new songs? Are there some new characters, or is it pretty much true to Disney?
It's pretty much the same thing as the cartoon movie.
Okay.
It wasn't my favorite movie, but it was kind of scary. There's some scary parts in that movie.
Did you find it to be very engaging for adults as well too? Because I mean, it is a children's movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts in that movie is when Mowgli becomes friends with Baloo.
Really, and that voice was that character was voiced by Bill Murray. Right, so there was a song, Bare Necessities.
Yeah,
that was
in there? One of the favorite songs that I liked.
Okay, and how did you think Bill Murray did sing in that?
He did a good job.
Yeah. Okay, Ryan, did you see Jungle Book?
No, not yet. No.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet either. I am interested though because they say that the CG is very good, the computer generated graphics. What did you think of the acting of the young boy that played Mowgli? Because he pretty much had to act all green screen, right, Laura?
Yeah, he did. He was good, but I still like the cartoon better than I like the movie.
Really? That's interesting. So is it one of those things where, is that your favorite Disney movie?
One of my favorite Disney movies.
Okay. And is it one of your favorite movies of all time?
Yes.
All right. Well, it can be kind of hard to do a sequel,
yeah,
kind of, or a remake that that you like better than the original. What do you think, Ryan? If they were to make a sequel of Deadpool, do you think it'd be as good as the original?
I wouldn't know because they're going to make a part two, part of a second movie out of that.
They're gonna make a second Deadpool?
Yes.
Really? Well, you gotta be excited as a Deadpool fan then for that, huh?
Yes.
Did Ryan Reynolds sign on to play that again?
I'm not too sure because I haven't, read into much of it. I'll have to look more into it. So I have to see what's gonna be more, add-ons and whatnot going to be. See what's happening.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it did well in the box office, so you figure they're gonna, they're gonna go ahead and make another one because they're gonna make $100 million off it. So why not?
Yeah, sure.
Did you guys? Did you guys also hear that Space Jam is gonna be reissued? They're making Space Jam, and LeBron James has signed on as the basketball star.
I did not know about that. Yeah.
You guys didn't know about that? No, I just saw that breaking news. I tell you, some people I know are very upset because we're not LeBron James fans, and to have him come in and follow up Michael Jordan is pretty difficult for some of us people that are at a certain age in life. All right, Laura, you saw another movie this weekend too, didn't you?
I saw My Big Fat Greek Wedding too.
Now, did you see My Big Fat Greek Wedding
I saw both of them.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So what's My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 about?
In the first one, the daughter gets married. But in the second one, the mother and the husband did not get married. They were not married. And then they had to get married in the second one.
Oh, so they're really kind of pushing the plot line here to get another movie out the door for, was it springtime with weddings? Is probably the time to let out. What do you think, Ryan, about spring wedding movies?
I haven't seen that yet.
You're not gonna see it. Don't give me that.
I'm not going to see it.
You're not gonna see it.
I don't want to see it either.
Yeah. So, I'm sure your wife would like to see it.
Yeah,
not really much of a fan.
Yeah. Well, sell it to me, Laura. Should I go see it or what?
Yeah, but to be honest, the first one is still funnier than the second one is.
And there we go again. We like the originals here.
Yeah, I like the original one.
Okay. And you see, I always feel like this too, guys, honestly. I'm looking around at all the movies that come out, and I say, why is there never any original movies coming out? They're just remaking everything nonstop. It's like, have we hit a point where there are so many movies out there that they don't even have any new ideas? That now we have to blend Batman and Superman together? I mean, I know the comic books
did that movie.
I saw part of it, and it got turned off on me, and I was okay with it. I just stopped.
I think it got bad reviews.
It got very bad reviews, actually. What do you guys think? Is there any hope for Hollywood to come out with some new ideas?
What do you think?
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure they're going to make another Star Wars movie.
Well, they got a couple more Star Wars coming, but George Lucas wrote 9 books, so they're still kind of finishing up the original story. So it's kind of that Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit type of series that they're making into film. So,
Right.
Now, do you guys get big into like the miniseries on TVs and on Netflix and TV and HBO where they're, because TV's really changed quite a bit too, right?
I mean,
right?
Now Family Channel 51 is now free Lifetime now, not Family.
What's Channel 51?
ABC Family, but they changed the name.
Oh, to Freeform.
Yes.
Yeah,
I didn't like that.
Yeah, there's, Rachel, my wife, likes that show a lot, or that channel a lot, and the problem is there are so many commercials that you actually forget what you're watching during the commercial break. What do you think about that, Ryan?
It's good in heaven there. I mostly watch whatever's on TV or on Netflix, too. So
I don't have Netflix.
Almost like where I watch, basically anything, goes wherever I want to watch. So
you pretty much just watch Deadpool over and over and over, don't you?
I mean, I just rented it, so I watched it like two times already.
Well, it's out on DVD now, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to actually, buy that.
Okay. So what's a DVD or a Blu-ray run these days? Is it about $20, $15?
I'm gonna say 20.
Yeah, it probably depends on the add-ons and that kind of stuff. All right. Well, do you guys have any other time for breaking news on the movie and entertainment front? Laura, do you have any news that you'd like to share with everybody?
I started doing Special Olympic softball.
Oh, really? That's a new sport for you?
Yeah, I haven't done it before.
Have you ever played softball before
in your
life?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, that's going to be a heck of a learning curve for you. Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
It is exciting.
Okay, what position they got you starting
out? I'm playing center field.
Whoa, you're going to jump right into the field and go play center field, huh?
Yeah, I'm on the team with Michelle and Fosley, so we're on the higher team. We have two teams from C-Spies, the white team and the blue team, and Michelle and I are on the white and the blue team.
Oh, that's fun. So you guys, you got some friends on the team, kind of help you with the adjustment.
Yeah,
and
so
who's
we help
your
each
coach?
Other out. Coaches is Coach Bill and Coach Dan, and I don't remember the head coach.
Okay, well, as a center fielder, I think you should probably learn who your head coach is.
I know. And then last month, I ran my first 5K in Soldier Field.
Oh, in Soldier Field, huh? Mm-hmm. Very good. That's awesome,
it
huh?
Was. It was for brain cancer.
Oh, wow. So it was a fundraising run as well.
Yes,
so you accomplished your 5K.
Yeah, I've been training since, January.
And how'd you feel running through there?
I felt good because I ran along the lakefront, and it was a lot of fun.
It was probably pretty easy to get through those 3 miles.
It was, and I had my trainer with me, so it was really nice.
Oh, really? Oh, your trainer?
Yes.
Oh.
I've been training for a while, and I have a professional trainer.
I think we better get you up to a 10K now.
My time was 33 minutes.
Hey, that is awesome. 33 minutes?
I don't think I can do a 10K.
Why not?
Miles.
Nah, it's only in your head, right, Ryan?
Yes.
Right? Like with your powerlifting, you it's always about just putting heavier weights on and getting stronger.
Have you done any 5Ks, Greg?
You know what? I don't typically sign up for races, but us over at C Spar office, Matt and Don and Aaron and I just ran in a park pursuit. So yeah, it was fun. We ran, it was kind of an amazing race style race, and we made a mistake to put about 2.5 extra miles
on. What place did you guys come in?
Oh, well, thanks for asking. I didn't, for all you out there in Radio Land, I didn't ask her that, but we did come in first.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, we won for the second year in a row, and, people are kind of like, these guys are cornering the market on the trophy, but,
training for a while.
Yeah, we had some team workouts, and then we worked out individually, so it's what it takes
nice
to do
job.
It.
Nice job.
Well, thanks. Thanks.
That is pretty nice, actually.
Yeah. Hey, winning's always nice, right, Ryan?
And how is weightlifting, Ryan?
It's going really, really well. I'm going to state in the 9th, 10th, and the 12th, I believe. So I'm looking forward to that. So, and then I want to add this in there about my new job. I'm starting to, got an orientation for Joel for today, and then Monday I start my training, and then I'm gonna be working 3 to 4 days around there, so it's gonna be good getting that those paychecks.
That's
Thursday,
awesome.
So.
Yeah, the paychecks is definitely
nice. I would
be
adding that in there.
That's how you're gonna finance all your movie going and DVD buying, huh? And your Blu-rays.
I was at Joel for 4.5 years, and now I'm at Goodwill. Years.
Well, congratulations, Ryan. That's
awesome.
So exciting, man. Mm-hmm. Get paid, right?
Oh yes, yes. Always the big bills.
Yeah,
the big
yes.
bucks.
You've got some plans of things you want to save up for with that money.
Ooh, that's a big toughie, but I'm gonna save up for a while, and then see what goes on from there, and see what I want to spend, save a little and spend a little. So
that's my
goal.
Good for you. Yeah, saving is always important. Man, so good. That's so exciting. So all right, sounds good, guys. Well, you guys want to go ahead and sign off?
Okay.
Just sign off, just say your name. And
Laura Lackett signing off now.
It's RJ. I signed off with your entertainment, and have a great day.